This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading by Kara Schallenberg, www.kray.org. Domestic Cookery, Useful Recipes, and Hints to Young Housekeepers by Elizabeth E. Lee. Section 3. Soups. In making soup, allow yourself plenty of time. Dumplings should be put in about half an hour before the soup is done, and herbs a quarter of an hour, vegetables about an hour, rice 20 minutes. If herbs are put in too soon, the flavor will fly off and be lost. Chicken soup. Cut up the chicken. Cut each joint, and let it boil an hour. Make dumplings of a pint of milk, an egg, a little salt and flour, stirred in till quite stiff. Drop this in a spoonful at a time, while it is boiling. Stir in a little thickening, with enough pepper, salt, and parsley to season the whole. Let it boil a few minutes longer, and take it up in a tureen. Chopped celery is a great improvement to chicken soup, and new corn, cut off the cob, and put in when it is half done, gives it a very nice flavor. Brown Calf's Head Soup. Scald and clean the head, and put it to boil with 2 gallons of water, a shank of veal, 3 onions, 2 carrots, a little bacon, and a bunch of sweet herbs. When they have boiled half an hour, take out the head and shank of veal, and cut all the meat off the bones into pieces of 2 inches square. Let the soup boil half an hour longer, when strain it and put in the meat. Season it with salt, cayenne, and black pepper, and cloves, if you like. Thicken it with butter and browned flour, and let it boil nearly an hour. Put some fried forcemeat balls in the tureen, and just before you pour out the soup, stir into it a tablespoonful of sugar, browned in a frying pan, and 1/2 pint of wine. This resembles turtle soup. Beef shin soup, mutton soup, etc. Crack the shin in several pieces, and wash it through 3 waters. Put it in a pot of water 4 hours before dinner. When it begins to boil, take off the scum as it rises, and keep it covered. An hour before it is done, skim off all the fat, and put in potatoes, onions, turnips, carrots, and cut cabbage if you like it. Either beat up dumplings with eggs and milk, or roll them out of dough made as pie crust. A few minutes before it is done, stir in thickening with parsley, thyme, pepper and salt, and tomatoes, if they are in season. Then dish it for dinner. A shin will make a good dinner for a large family, and will do to warm up if any is left. To eat pickles with it, or pour a little vinegar in your plate, is an improvement. Soup made of mutton, veal, and lamb does not require many vegetables. Carrots and potatoes are the most suitable. A shank of veal or mutton will make a small pot of very good soup. Celery, cut fine, is very nice seasoning. Gumbo soup. Take 2 pounds fresh beef. Put this in a dinner pot with 2 gallons of water. After boiling 2 hours, throw in 1/4 peck of okra, cut into small slices, and about 1/4 of ripe tomatoes, peeled and cut up. Slice 4 or 5 large onions, fry them brown, and dust in, while they are frying, from your dredge box, 1/2 spoonsful of flour. Add these, with pepper, salt, and parsley, or other herbs, to your taste, about 1 hour before the soup is finished. It will require 6 hours moderate boiling. Another way. Cut up a large fat chicken. Boil it in 2 gallons of water, adding at the time you put in the chicken the same quantity of okra, 2 large onions cut fine. Season with pepper, salt, thyme, and parsley, and when nearly done, drop in dumplings made of one egg, half a pint of rich milk, and flour sufficient to make them so that they will drop from a spoon. This soup requires from 4 to 5 hours moderate boiling. Just before serving, take up the chicken, and after taking out all the bones, return the chicken into the soup and dish it up. Pea soup. Leave a pint of peas in the pot, with the water they were boiled in. Make a thickening of flour, milk, and butter, seasoned with salt, pepper, parsley, and thyme. Toast 2 or 3 slices of bread, cut it up in the tureen, and when the soup has boiled about 10 minutes, pour it over. Children are mostly fond of pea soup, and it seldom disagrees with them. A few slices of fat ham will supply the place of butter. Soup of dried white beans, etc. Dried beans or peas should be soaked before boiling. They make very good soup with a small piece of bacon or salt pork boiled with them. Put them to boil in plenty of cold water, and after they have boiled an hour, pour it off and put in cold water, and the meat or bones, and let them boil an hour longer. Stir in a little thickening with pepper, salt, parsley, and thyme. Mix up some dumplings, and drop in 1/2 hour before the soup is done. Where you have a large family, you should always be provided with dried beans for winter use. A vegetable soup. Take an onion, a turnip, 2 pared potatoes, a carrot, a head of celery. Boil them in 3 pints of water till the vegetables are cooked. Add a little salt. Have a slice of bread toasted and buttered. Put it into a bowl and pour the soup over it. Tomatoes, when in season, form an agreeable addition. End of Section 3. Soups. Read by Kara Schallenberg on February 15, 2006, in Oceanside, California.